Come on, say, turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing overflow. Turn it around. Open the windows of heaven. Pour out a blessing. We got it at the counter.
Welcome to Beyond the Veil, a ministry of Dayspring Chapel. Arise, shine, and excel. Located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. As Luke chapter 1, verse 78 and 79 tells us, according to the tender mercy of our God, whereby the day spring from on high has visited us to give light to them that sit in darkness and in the shadow of death to guide our feet in the path of peace. Now let's listen in to today's message from Pastor David Oluwadara.
How snow and water watereth the earth and make the earth to bring forth, so shall my word cause life to come forth in the lives of men. Lord, in the name of Jesus, may your word produce life. May your word give us seed for life. May your word give us seed for food. May your word give us seed for strength. May your word give us seed and give us everything that we need and multiply the seed that you give us in the name of Jesus. May your word give us all that we need. Lord, anyone that needs joy, anyone that needs encouragement, anyone that needs healing, anyone that needs light, anyone that needs wisdom, anyone that needs direction, whatever it is that your people need, Lord, your word will give it in the name of Jesus. See that you refuse him not who speaks. Lord, we will not refuse you because you are the Lord. How can we refuse the word of the Lord? Lord, we submit to your word in the name of Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. The Lord has been speaking to us on, I died for you, live for me. I died for you, live for me. Our text today, John 6, 53 to 66, where Jesus will say, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. Except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. It's only those who drink my blood and eat my flesh that have life in them, and I will raise them up. How can you eat the flesh of someone who is alive? How can you drink the blood of someone who is alive? So Jesus is basically saying what? I'm going to die. Amen. He's referring to his death. I'm going to die. So you'll be able to eat my flesh, so to say. I'm going to die, so you'll be able to drink my blood. It's only somebody who is dead you can eat their flesh. It's only somebody who is dead you can drink their blood. So Jesus is referring to his death. That's John 6, 53 to 66. And he's saying there is life in my flesh. There is life in my blood. And Jesus will cap it up in verse 63, saying it is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you are spirit and life. The words that I speak to you are spirit and they are life. Jesus underscores all that he has been saying about life. He's spoken a lot of things about life. Life, quote and unquote. Life, quote and unquote. Not as the life that we see or the life that we feel. But he underscores everything that he has been saying about this life, this special kind of life, this eternal life, with this verse of verse 63, indicating that there is a spiritual side. There is a spiritual side to physical things. There is a spiritual side to physical things. That even his words, though they seem physical, even the words of the Lord, though they seem physical, like ordinary words, they are spirits and they give life. Amen. My brothers and sisters, as you're listening to this word, it is not the words. No, these are not the words of Pastor David. These are the words of the Lord. These are the words of the Lord. They've got spirit and God life. They will give you 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 seed. They will give you strength. They will give you healing. They will give you deliverance. So take these words as the words of the Lord that have power, that have life, that have everything that you need for this life. Amen. Our key scriptures. The first one is 2 Corinthians 5:15. 2 Corinthians 5:15. We have three of them. First one, 2 Corinthians 5:15 says, "And he died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." That's talking about you. That's talking about me. Those of us who have accepted Jesus into our lives are those that live. So he says, "And he died for all, but those that live, those that have accepted his offer, should no longer live for themselves, but for him who died for them and rose again." Amen. That's 2 Corinthians 5:15. And the second one, Galatians 2:20. Galatians 2:20. "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me." I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. It is no longer I who live, but Christ. Christ. The life that I live now is the life of Christ. It's the life of Christ. It's not my life. And I live it by faith. I live it by faith. I live it by the word of God. Because that's how faith comes. I live it by the word of God. I live it by eating his flesh, by eating bread, the bread of life. That's how I live it. That's how I can live it. That's how it came in the first place. And that's how I live it. I live that life by the word of God, by the word of Christ that gives me, that gave me life and still gives me life. Amen. And the last one is 2 Corinthians 5:7. 2 Corinthians 5:7. You've got to know this by heart. Hallelujah. It says what? "For we walk by faith, not by sight. For 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 we live by faith, not by sight." Amen. We live by faith. We live by faith. The just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. We live by faith, not by sight. Amen. "I died for you. Live for me, says the Lord. I rescued you from death. And now that you are alive, live for me. I rescued you from death. I died for you so that you wouldn't die. I rescued you from death. Now that you are alive, live for me." It is not enough just to believe. It is not enough just to be alive. You've got to live for him, says the Lord. Hallelujah. It is not enough just to be alive. Live for me. Don't just be alive. Live for me. Amen. Living is different from just being alive. Amen. May the Lord give us understanding in the name of Jesus. You know, sometimes when people ask you, "How are you doing?" You say what? "I'm living the best of life, the best of my life. I'm living the life. I'm living the life. I'm living the life." You are saying you are living the best life. I want to say that there is no better life. There is no better life than the life of Jesus. And as such, living for him is living the best life. Amen. There is no better life than the life of Jesus. And living the life of Jesus is living the best life. Living the best life is not living for yourself, by the way. Living the best life is not living for yourself. It's living for the Lord. Living the best life is not about having a lot of money and a lot of things, but using your resources to serve the Lord. Using your resources to serve the Lord. Using your time, your money, your energy, your strength, your talent, your education, your profession, everything you've got to serve the Lord. That is living the life. That is living the best life. Listen to these, and I hope you can get some wisdom from this. Ecclesiastes 4, chapter 4, from verses 7 and 8. Then I returned and saw vanity under the sun. Then I returned and I saw vanity under the sun. There is one alone without companion. One man alone. One person alone without companion. He has neither son nor brother. Yet there is no end to all his labors. He's working so hard. Nor is his eye satisfied with riches. But he never asks, for whom do I toil and deprive myself of good? This also is vanity and a grave misfortune. Now listen to it in the Message Bible. In the Message Bible, it says, I turned my head and saw yet another wisp of smoke on its way to nothingness. A solitary person, completely alone, no children, no family, no friends, yet walking obsessively late into the night, compulsively greedy for more and more, never bothering to ask, why am I walking like a dog, never having any fun, and who cares, more smoke, a bad business. My brothers and sisters, really, there is nothing in this world, no matter how much you have or how little you have, you know, there is nothing in this world. It's empty. It's only that which you do for the Lord that lasts. It's only that which you do for the Lord that will carry on. You can gather it all, and one day like that, you just leave it all. You gather it all, and in one day like that, in a blink of the eye, you leave it all. So who have you worked for? You have worked for nothing. And you can imagine this man that has no family, nobody, you know, and he has so much property. He works so hard, and he drops dead one day because he's going to drop. No, he's going to die one day. What happens to his properties? They go where? To the States. Huh? And everybody will share it. That's really emptiness. God, teach us to number our days that we may apply our heart to what? Wisdom. Living the best life is not doing your own thing. Doing your own business is doing the Lord's business. Living the best life is doing the Lord's business. Listen to the words of Jesus to Joseph and Mary, his parents. Luke chapter 2, verses 49 and 50. And he said to them, why did you seek me? Did you not know that I must be about my Father's business? But they did not understand the statement which he spoke to them. Amen.
We hope you have been blessed by today's broadcast. Come worship with us at Dayspring Chapel, located at 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Again, that's 1628 High Park Ave in High Park, Massachusetts. Sunday worship is at 1 p.m., Bible study and prayers on Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. You may contact Pastor David for prayers or counseling at 857-266-0778. Again, that's 857-266-0778. Until tomorrow at this same time, Monday through Friday, arise, shine, and excel!